This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
If you don't want to hear real facts on social and political issues, then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts, with real people.
Accelerate your culturalization of America.
But when the Dems use the argument that we're all immigrants, that, you know, I want to turn into the Tasmanian devil with two clubs in Miami, clear the room. They were immigrants that came here because they wanted to be here. They wanted to learn the American. They wanted the American dream. You cannot get the American dream speaking Spanish.
Fat, drunk, and stupid is no way to go through life, son.
I'm going
to
deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, maybe even get you a little embarrassed. Don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
You're always so stupid. It is. You take lessons.
You're despicable.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Real Side. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I do appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air and the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. And I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me, the time that you're texting, tweeting, getting involved in the conversation. We're live on Facebook. We're live all over the airwaves. If you want to find out stations and times, head up to the website, therealside.com. It has the stations and times listed. You got to go through some of the buttons. God forbid, do a little homework. Right? You also want to be part of Patreon, which is our a way for you to get involved with the show financially. Also, I send up, I post stories there from time to time as well. You're on the inside track, the stuff I usually don't talk about on the air we can put up there. There's free gifts, all kinds of things. Just check it out. Go over there, hit the button for Patreon. It's on the website, therealside.com, and check out becoming a partner, a pal, or a pip. What do you want? My politically incorrect posse. We used to have a politically incorrect posse. Everybody, we need out on it, though. Anyway, I am Joe Messina, your host. Always, again, always a pleasure to have you with me here. All right, so the Democrats in California, they run the state. I mean, they have full run of the state. The loons are running the asylum. There's no other way to put it. Now, I'm not talking about the average Democrat. I'm not talking about the one that lives across the street from you, that kind of stuff. I'm talking about the guys they send up to Sacramento. And they scream and they yell about the secrecy in Washington, right? I mean, Governor Moonbeam is yelling all about what's going on in Washington, how bad they are, and the bad things they're doing, and all this other stuff. Now, a piece by Dan Walters in on calmatters.org. He is, you know what, he really can't expose it, because we all know it. There's just nothing we can do about it. You know, everybody always says that knowledge is power, right? And pretty much, I don't know if it explains what's going on in Sacramento, because, I mean, they are power freaks up there for sure. And that's why people in office are disliked. You know, they get up there, we send these humble, nice people up there, and then they get up there, you know what happens in a relatively short period of time? They go off there. Now, not all 100% of them. I get some of them maintained. I look at the Trey Gowdy's of the world, you know, from a federal standpoint. I think he's the same guy. He may have a little bit more power now than he had before, but he doesn't use that for his own benefit. He doesn't seem to, anyway. So, when you look at Washington, you see everything that's going on there. You see the secrecy that's going on now on the right. It used to be on the left. And everybody's spewing misinformation, which is always good. You know, people who don't know and they want to be in the mix, or they want to appear to be in the mix, they want to appear to be somebody in power. Right, they're always spewing out misinformation. Now, the flap over the secret drafting of a health care bill in the Republican-controlled Senate is only one of a bunch of examples of how access to information or lack of access to information just makes the nation crazy. Now, while Dems complain loudly about the secret backroom deals in Washington, the Gucci is on the other foot, so to speak, in Sacramento. Right? The party, the Republican Party, is pretty much non-existent at the state level. the Capitol Democrats are quite willing to use their monopoly on information to their advantage. You saw that with this year's budget. You saw that when they pushed the that health care bill through. And they're so out of control. They're their own country. They're making deals with other countries. Now they're holding things quiet up there in Sacramento. They're holding bills in a drawer. Shut up. They're holding bills in a drawer to the very last possible moment. Now, new law requires bills to be in print for 72 hours before final action can be taken. Democrats sat on the details of what the budget would contain, and that was particularly true of many trailer bills that accompanied the main budget. Now, as usual, the secretly drafted trailers contained countless specific decrees that had nothing truly to do with the budget itself. Right? Because the trailer stuff only requires a simple majority vote to enact. Now, preventing them from being challenged because they're brought in at the very last second. They don't have to be printed. That part, see, they play these games up there. It's wonderful. If you want to see ugly legislation being made, you got to watch how they do it in Sacramento. Right? Because again, with the budget, the extras that they throw on there, that they bring in at the very last minute, take effect immediately upon signing the bill. Now, that prevents them from being challenged via referendum because trails have become a convenient vehicle for enacting changes in the law without going through the usual long, drawn-out legislative process. But frankly, I don't think it would matter right now. I think the Dems just don't care. They have so much power, and again, they think they're right about everything. These people miss the mark on nothing. Just ask them, they'll tell you. Right? A couple of those semi-secret trailers, ironically, were aimed at creating even more official secrets by modifying one of the state's most important sunshine laws, the Public Records Act. This one was written by the Jerry Brown's administration, and it would stamp a top-secret label on plans to handle emergencies at dams, saying it needed to be protected from the public for safety reasons. I don't even understand that. A top-secret plan. Oh, yeah, because we wouldn't want ISIS. We wouldn't want a terrorist to get his hands on it. Although, just listen to Jerry Brown. We don't really have terrorists in this country. Oh, this state. We have people that come over the border just, they want a better life for their kids. That's it. There's no other reason why they come over the border. The loons in Sacramento are their minds. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. I think Corey Duncan's going to be with us on the other side of the break. At least I hope so. We'll be back in just a few minutes. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow. And like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Biochemistry determines your mood, memory, energy, and endurance. Your body's primary metabolic function is to make protein. One World Whey is a unique, non-denatured protein. This enables your body to have virtually 100% utilization, whereas typical whey protein powders offer no more than 18% utilization of protein. One World Whey also delivers life-giving frequencies to your cells. The net result for so many people is improved energy, mood, and elimination of pain from inflammation.
This technologically enhanced One World Whey has been really amazing for me. I'm 36 years old, and for the past several years, I've been struggling with lack of energy, drive, and stamina. And after just 2 weeks on this product, I'm feeling so much more energy. My yoga practice has deepened, and as a massage therapist, I'm able to see more clients than I've been able to in years. I've never felt results that quick with anything I've ever taken.
Call 888-988-3325 or visit oneworldway.com. That's oneworld, W-H-E-Y.com.
Lifetime Graze 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
Did you ever go to school, stupid?
Yes, sir.
And I come out the same way.
You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Before I bring him on, I got a complaint. No, it's not a complaint about me. It's a complaint from me. Now, my wife loves to watch the Hallmark Channel. All those gooey, girly little movies and what have you that they have on there. But I have had it with this. Okay, here's what I've had it with. How many of you, raise your hand because I want to see you. How many of you can't stand the Christmas music at the end of August in like the Home Depots of the world and the Lowe's of the world? Right, every store you go into, they're mixing the Halloween and Christmas stuff because, you know, right? Nothing says Jesus like a vampire. You know what I'm saying? So they got all these things up there. And you got Frosty the Snowman, you know, next to, who's that guy, Nightmare Before Christmas, right? They got all that stuff. And you're listening to these songs and these Christmas carols, August, September, October. By the time December comes around, I don't want to hear them anymore. Christmas has been done for me for 90 days. So what does Hallmark do? See, they get this red-hot poker. You know, they put it in the flame. They keep it in the flame. And then when they find out that Joe Messina turns to their station, they shove it right through my temples. Why? Because it's now Christmas in July. That's right. From July 14th to the 23rd, it's Christmas all week long. I don't even want Christmas all week long in December, let alone in July. Are we serious? Anybody else on this rant? Or am I it? Come on. Some of you there, I know it. Let's see if you have the guts to put it up on Facebook. Tell me how much you're against Christmas in July. Let me bring Corey Duncan on. Maybe he's against Christmas in July, too. Corey, thanks for calling. I'm sorry with the problems we had the first time around, but thanks for calling in. I appreciate it.
Always a pleasure, P.
All right. So, listen. What about you? Did you hear that? I mean, Christmas in July. Seriously, do we need Christmas in July? I mean, isn't Christmas good enough for December?
Well, first of all, it's been a very interesting night. I guess the liberals got their hacking machine out because they've really been giving me and you been giving me and you the fits today. Also, I want to say hi and hello to everyone in the chat room. Continue to support Joe and all of us conservative podcasters and everything. You know. Especially I want to thank all of our haters because I know that's who's behind the phone situation tonight. You know, like with Trump with the hacking, now they're hacking Joe. But Christmas in July. Well, okay, let's move on. Okay, because whatever weed they have or whatever, they really. I mean, that's some potent stuff. Are you serious?
Yeah, I am serious. The Hallmark station is having a whole week of Christmas movies, and I'm going, look, I get it, July ratings or whatever the heck they got to do, but I can't even stand it when we got the Christmas carols in the end of August in some of these stores, and you've got the Halloween and the Christmas ornaments up at the same time. Just drives me out of my mind when they do stuff like that. But anyhow, I guess they got to do what they got to do, but it does make me nuts, you know? Anyhow.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, I hate to see a holiday 3 months before they're even supposed to be. that makes sense.
So what I sent your story this, I think it was yesterday or the day before, about what's going on in Baltimore and how Baltimore, again, is out of control. And where is, who's your representative over there? What's his name? God, you don't even know who he is anymore because he doesn't show up in it. Elijah Cummings. Right.
Let me give you an update and give you my little 2 minute rant about this right. Because I had to straighten out a couple of Baltimoreans. Joe calls me the mad black man from Baltimore, but I'm not from Baltimore. I'm from New York, but it's via Baltimore. But anyway, I don't even want my name to be associated with Baltimore. And I know my haters out there, and they're gonna say, "Why are you here?" I don't live there. I live in Chantilly, Virginia. So let's get it straight. but anyway, getting back to it, how do you have 19? Okay, I'm gonna go. Let's turn back the clock. Let's turn back the clock. The last weekend, 19 people shot in 3 days. The man has the audacity, Miss Pew. Yeah, Pew like the Pew that stink. But anyway, she had the audacity to get on television with the police commissioner, who's just as much a lapdog as Dino or Azriel or the Smurfs. Oh yeah, I know. I'm old. I'm 48. I'm sorry, but you people that know who Azriel is. But anyway, had the audacity to get on television and blame the president, our president, Donald Trump, because of the crime. It's his fault because he didn't give them any kind of federal help. Well, guess what? I got this to say to all of the porch monkeys and all of the people that sit around in Baltimore City and just, you know, want to blame the white man for everything or blame Donald Trump for everything. You know, again, like it was with Bush. We gonna blame him for everything. No, you can't blame Donald Trump for this because Baltimore City, like these other Democratic cities, run by 97% black people. And you run it, and then you don't want the police to do their job. So this is what you get. You get lawlessness. And I'm trying to tell somebody, I had to give a speech on this a little while ago, and the day before yesterday, to someone that was beating their chest about Charm City. This and I didn't say the whole city was like that. At least 98% of it is. So there. But anyway, my thing with this, how can you blame Donald Trump about it? How? Because he, yeah, let's explain something here. When the riots happened, Freddie Gray riots happened, the governor, who is white, offered help. Offered the National Guard. Let us come help you. Oh, no, we got it under control. They had every police from every district and everywhere from around the D.C. and Maryland come help. But you don't want the National Guard. No, you wanted it when it got so bad that you would have to ask the man. You know, this stuff with this hatred about this black and this white, it's childish. And my thing with this, for the man to try to blame Donald Trump about 19 murders, how about you take and just turn the police loose and let them do their job instead of keep handcuffing them? That's why they can't hire any police. The commissioner even said it. He said, we can't hire them faster than what the crime is happening. Then it sounds like it is exactly what I've been saying, Joe Mucina's been saying, and a lot of other people that's been saying the same thing. It's out of control. Like Chicago. Where is Barack Obama? Where is Helen Pugh? Where is Stephanie Rollins Fake? Where is Marilyn Mosby? Where is Al Sharpton? Why don't you go to Baltimore?
There's no money in it, Corey. Anyway, we got to go for a quick break. We'll be back in a minute. I'm Joe Mucina, your host. Corey Duncan joins us. Please. I'm sure he has a lot more to say when we return. Become a member at Liberty HealthShare. Members are exempt from tax penalty and mandates slapped on individuals who don't have health care insurance, giving you real freedom from traditional insurance. I'm Joe Mucina, host of the Real Side Radio Show. Liberty HealthShare gives their members real control by giving them the freedom to choose any doctor or hospital anywhere in the nation. For real. Memberships are available for individuals, couples, and families that can offer a variety of options for your medical needs, and they're based on commonly held principles and values. Call my friends at Liberty HealthShare for more information and enroll any time of the year. You can reach them at 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org and see how Liberty HealthShare can make a difference in your health care needs. 855-585-4237 or visit libertyhealthshare.org. 855-585-4237. Tell them Joe sent you. They won't care, but it sounds good.
If there's a toxic chemical biological gas smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Maybe not today. Maybe not tomorrow. But soon, you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body Brain and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Please answer the question.
You get a shiver in the dark. It's raining in the park. Meantime,
we are back. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Always a pleasure to have you with me, and I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. I really do appreciate the time that you're spending with me. I do appreciate the time that you're involved and engaged with what's happening. You know, it really is. It's important that you guys, whether it's me or another show or another host or whatever, it really is important that you get involved and engage in these conversations. I mean, for many reasons. You know, I read during the breaks, it looks like I'm sitting here sleeping, but I'm really reading through some of your comments or what have you. And because I want to know what you're thinking. I want to know if I'm losing you. I want to know if I missed something the guest said, whatever it is. So anyway, I want to get back to our guest. You know, that wasn't what I was looking at. It looked like something went dead on my screen. But anyway, I want to get back to my guest from every week. Corey Duncan joins us as he does every week. I always appreciate his time with us. Corey, thanks for being with us.
Always a pleasure, Pam. Thank you for having me.
All right. Well, let's, you know, and you know, we just really, 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 really just need to jump right back into it. I mean, what's going on in Baltimore right now? What's being done to those poor kids? That story that I sent you was about six schools that can't produce one student proficient in math and English. And these schools, I think they're either all or they're predominantly black students in these schools. The district or the state or the, I don't even know how it works back there, but they get over $16,000 per child, which should be more than enough to teach these kids how to read, how to write, how to cipher, how to add, how to subtract. And somehow, there's all kinds of reasons why they can't. Right? You know, they're claiming that the reason they can't teach these, for $16,000 a child, the reason they can't teach these kids to read or write is because they have a parent in prison or one on drugs. And I'm thinking to myself, really? That's the only reason? What do you say?
Let me say this to clear up that comment right there. The problem starts at home. I mean, and what a lot of these parents have been doing is a basic format that has been for the last couple of decades, is that if I don't want to deal with my child, so I say it all the time. I mean, if I don't want to deal with my child, so I'll just let him run out in the street. And you know what? This is what happens. You come in, as long as you ain't here by 11 o'clock, you know, or 12 or 1 or 2 o'clock, it's okay. So it's a basic format. They send them to school, and the school turns into a babysitting place. The teachers are dedicated when they first start, but then they find out that they become social workers, correctional officers, law enforcement officers, along with being an educator. It's not going to work. I don't blame the teachers. I blame the parents at home. The teachers, the school board, see, it's three different factions. It's the school board, it's the teachers, and it's the parents. The parents have to work with the teachers to get these kids straight. I mean, well, really, it's their fault. It's a home situation, the mothers and fathers. So let's start with that before we even start talking about how much money per child and everything. We know that there's corruption. We already know that the school board and the mayors, like Baltimore City, that continue to cry and weep when you get money out the yin-yang or whatever to fix this stuff, but you don't do it, but you give each other raises. These buyouts are where they go get these educators from these other cities and other states, and they come in and they stay for a year, and then they leave, and you got to pay them $500,000 over the next couple of years or whatever, as you know, as a buyout or whatever like that. I'm like, you know, I'm in the wrong business. I need to get in either the mortician business, or I need to get in working in the city government. Because it's the biggest whitewash ever. Like, they cry about, well, the crime is off the hook and this and that. The crime is off the hook because you won't allow the police to do their job. You want them to be politicians. You want them to be, like, Barack, a community organizer. You don't want them to be law enforcement officers. So that is why it is the way it is. And think about this. You can't be a hypocrite. You can't say the guerrilla gangs, the Crips, the Bloods, is this and that, and then, oh, they're horrible, and we're going to go after them, and then ask for them, when the riots happen, for them to come out and to do what you should have been doing.
But, Corey, listen, I hear on a regular basis, we don't spend enough money in the inner cities for education. Our black community is going down the tubes because we don't educate them properly. We don't teach them to read. We don't teach them to do math. We don't give them basic skills. And I'm thinking to myself, why isn't people in the black community looking at this and going, whoa, 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 wait a minute. We're giving them money. We're helping them out. We're doing what we're supposed to. In some cases, you're doing more than we're supposed to do. But where are the, you know, I agree with you about the parents. I scream about parents on my show all the time. But where's Elijah? How come Elijah's not out there screaming, hey, this is a joint effort, man. We can't just keep giving you money and you're not doing anything to help these kids. You're not educating them properly. Where are these people? I mean, these are black politicians that are not sticking up for... Go ahead.
It's called the human pacifier. If I keep telling you guys, you know, it's like the parent that knows, you know, I saw this on television the other night, in the heat of the night, one of the episodes, that the child was using drugs, and the parents were just dead set, oh, no, there's nothing wrong with them. Oh, there's nothing wrong with them like this. That's the same thing like with this. They know it's a problem, but as long as you keep voting for me, and as long as you keep allowing this to happen, and I can get my fat six-figure paycheck, I'm not going to say anything. And that's exactly what you get. That's why I say a lot of these black leaders claim that they're black leaders. You're hypocrites. And my thing is, I always get these emails from people, and I know because I saw a couple of you trying to creep in and listen to Joe's show while I'm on it. I know who you are. I'm not going to put you out there. But here's the thing. Don't email me or ask me, well, what are you doing to fix the problem? The problem is not Corey Duncan. The problem ain't the government. The problem is you, when you have these children, you're supposed to be able to raise them and stop trying to be their friend and be their parent. That's why the situation is what it is. You can't be the parent and say, well, this or that. And then you're sitting out on the steps or somewhere smoking weed with them. Are you serious?
I know. I love these parents who think that it's okay to be their kid's friend when they're teenagers. They want to allow them to smoke. Well, you know, I smoked weed when I was a kid. It really didn't hurt me that much. And you know, I don't want my kid to feel weird about that. I'm thinking to myself, are you serious? So what you're saying to your child is, I did all these things as a kid. Look how I turned out. And so right. It's okay for you to do it, right? I mean, this is not the way to bring up children. This is not the way to make that happen.
Well, that's because me and you have a conservative thought process, and the liberal process is, oh, let's just be free, hold up the peace sign, you know, smoke weed, and, you know, everything is good. You know, I can just walk the earth like Cain. I don't need a job, and, you know, I mean, come on now. I mean, when does this stuff stop with the continuing to blame everyone? You have to blame yourself. Take a good hard look in the mirror, and I know I'm going to get up some emails about you down in black people and this and that. Hey, look, want me to say it again? I'll say it again. Everything that I pretty much have gotten in my life or have achieved has been through the Almighty God, my mom, and the white man. I'm sorry. Every time, Joe knows, and a lot of you that are my friends on my page know that in the last couple of weeks, I've had people in my pockets, in my finances. I've had people try to discredit me. Discredit Joe. Don't even know him. Discredit a lot of my friends. Hope Coleman. Xander. I could go on trying to discredit us because we have a conservative thought process. It's unreal. And I heard Joe say something earlier, and it's so true. If you're gonna debate me, at least have some facts. Don't debate me about a roach crawling across the road or how many times Tom chased Jerry or whatever, or Jerry chased Tom. I want to hear facts, not something that you heard off of Alex Jones or some other show or whatever like that. I want to hear the facts that you have. Because the facts that I have is 19 people getting shot in one weekend and 168 murders since January. And if my count is right, with the 4th of July weekend coming, it might be 2:30 by next Wednesday. And I'm talking about Baltimore City.
Oh, yeah. When you get to the 4th of July, it's over. Hey, we got to go for a quick break. I'm Joe Messina, your host. You listen to The Real Side. Corey Duncan's not going anywhere. He's going to be with us on the other side of the break. We'll be right back. I promise.
Are you looking to become more self-sufficient? Then you need to have your own energy source. The Solark EMP hardened generator is automatic, maintenance-free, and reduces your monthly electric bill. You can also take it off-grid when you go camping. Contact PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875 today. Portable Solar LLC gives you everything you need to start using solar energy in less than 1 hour. Solark EMP hardened solar generator energy insurance. For your family or business, call Portable Solar LLC today.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone's telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
If there's a toxic chemical, biological, gas, smoke emergency while traveling at home or on your job, are you protected? Are you prepared? There are over 400,000 fires in the USA every year. Up to 85% of all deaths in a fire are due to smoke inhalation. 3 minutes without air and we as humans will die. Be prepared and escape safely with our Safe Escape smoke hoods, giving you up to 60 minutes of breathable air protection. Order yours online at ase-safety.com. That's ase-safety.com. And get up to 40% off plus free shipping.
Warning, if you've recently declared bankruptcy, you're going to want to cover your ears. Because there's an alternative to bankruptcy, and it could be better than you'd ever think possible. But if you've already declared bankruptcy and have missed this opportunity, you'll want to cover your ears now. Here it is. Right now, the company that has resolved more credit card debt than anyone in the U.S. may be able to settle your debt, too. You can resolve your debt with one low monthly program payment. If you call right now and qualify, Freedom Debt Relief will show you how low your monthly program payment could be for free. Call now, 1-800-660-1297. That's 1-800-660-1297. If you're struggling with debt, this could be your answer. And the bigger your debt, the more money you could save. To find out for free how much of your hard-earned money Freedom Debt Relief could help you save, call now, 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297. 1-800-660-1297.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-557-0158. That's 800-557-0158. Again, 800-557-0158.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
This is my aunt, and she's come to talk over some old family matters.
I wish I had an aunt look like that.
Well, take it up with your uncle.
Back. You're listening to The Real Side on GCN. I've always a pleasure to have you with me. And I do appreciate the time that you spend with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being part of the conversation. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Let's bring him right back in. I always enjoy when I have him on the show with me. Corey Duncan joins me, who we lovingly refer to as our mad black man from Baltimore. But Corey, am I going to have to change that to like our chillingly mad man from Chantilly? I don't even know. What do I do? I'm so confused.
You can keep it Baltimore. I have New York roots, and I have Baltimore roots, and I have Texas roots. And I want to say a big hello to my family and back in Texas, my kids. That was one of the roots. Thank you for all the early happy birthdays. And, of course, tomorrow, you know, I don't have to hide this from anyone. I'll be the big 4'8 tomorrow. And, of course, I'll
be 4'8.
I'll be playing sick tomorrow. I won't be in, okay?
you're sick. I got it. Right. Wink, wink, nod, nod. Got it. Okay. So, I don't know. Again, we were talking a little bit about these politicians that don't seem to know, you know, where their districts are when their kids are really having trouble. And again, I want to go back to saying, I'm not trying to beat this up, but I am, I guess, they're always screaming about the black community getting beat up over this, okay? Where are they? Why aren't they helping the black community? Why aren't they fighting for the black community? I just don't understand it. And I don't understand why the black community buys into it, though.
Now, that's the part that you can't social analyze because it's not anything. See, I was trying to explain something to someone the other day. They read too much into certain people. See, I used to do that. When I used to be a speaker for the Tea Party years ago when it first started, and I spoke at a lot of functions, and people were looking like, man, he's black, and he's talking bad about Barack, and he's thinking, talking conservative. But you have to understand something. A lot of people read too much into a speaker or read too much into things, into social analyzing people that don't think rational. So you got some people that they talk rational, but their actions don't speak rational. And that's because there's an unbalance somewhere in their mind that they think that you know, the moon is made of cheese and we can reach out and bite it and do things like that. So you can't sympathize or try to understand with people like that because their mind thought is not logic. The logic, I mean, and I'm speaking on why keep voting a person in if you don't see any results. And in 8 years, you didn't see any results. You're middle class, but the people that's not working, not looking for a job, and they sit home on their behind until 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and then they wait for the mailman to come once a month. And my whole thing with this, and then the president has their president, Barack Obama, had the audacity to say, this robbing the rich, giving to the poor, when you're taking from the people that are the true fabric of this country, and that's the middle class. And I'm talking, before somebody get mad, I'm talking black, white, Italian, Korean, Russian. I'm talking about all Mexican, too, even the ones that's here in the shadows. But my thing with this, how can you talk about robbing the rich, giving to the poor? You know, I heard somebody say, well, he's one of us. He's not one of us. He's never been one of us. Matter of fact, in some parts of the world, nobody knows who he is, and people that went to school with him don't know who he is. So I mean, we could go further into that, but you know, my whole thing with this, and you know, I heard and I saw, and I thank you for shooting me that email about if you say that he's from Kenya, that you're racist. Well, what about if a black man says that he's from Kenya? Is that racist? Oh my bag, I'm sorry. I want to serve the lemon this summer, so I can live up in the big house with you, boss. And so I'm gonna play Uncle Tom tonight. Yeah, he's from Kenya. He wasn't never a United States citizen, and I'll take that to my grave that I don't think he was.
I'm laughing too hard here. Isn't it interesting that they? Again, I was talking about this earlier. It's too bad that the left has confiscated all these words and skewed their meaning because, you know, 20 years ago, 15 years ago, somebody said to me, Joe, you know, you really sound like a racist when you're on the air. I would stop and check myself. I would stop and make sure that's not what I was doing. But when they say it today, you almost wear it like a badge because you're shaming yourself. Because they apply racism to everything, what does it really mean? And you're right. If you, as a black man, you say... you believe he's from Kenya, you're now a racist? You can't be. Look up the meaning of the word. No, it's impossible.
No, I'm not a racist. I'm an Uncle Tom. But here's the thing. The thing of it is that my thing is you sit up and listen to these people about, I can't think of the guy's name. This, friend of mine always used to bring him up, but anyway, it's another story for another day. But anyway, my whole thing with it is the fact that you I hate this, and I keep explaining to all of my white friends the same thing. Do not feel inferior. Do not feel that you can't be proud of being white, because it's called reverse psychology. It's reverse psychology. And we all have, and all of us that live in the hood and have dealt with female players or male players know it is. I'm sitting here holding hands with somebody, but you didn't see it. You didn't see it. That's not what you saw. You know what I'm saying? It's called reverse psychology. And that's what people do. That's what they're doing now. They're trying to, for the 8 years, they have beat this in a lot of white people's heads, is that you owe us, you beat us, your ancestors did this and did that, so it's on you. Well, we're going to do that. We can talk about the black ones, the black people, their own slaves too. So, I mean, my whole thing with this, why is it this double standard in the hypocrites or whatever? You know, my whole thing with this is this. And I always have been an advocate of this cliche, clean up your own house before you want to start talking about someone else's. And if you're going to talk about it, at least be factual. Stop coming up with innuendos, this assumptions, and being a hater or whatever. Because if you don't have your story straight, you shouldn't have a podcast. You shouldn't have a show called The Real Side, which is a man telling the truth, and he brings people on that has telling the truth. My whole thing with it is, if you're going to tell the truth, let's lay it all out there. Like I always say, I hate all these people spitballing from across the street. A whole bunch of us, we walk with a band, you bellas, all of us walk with a big stick. If you want some action, don't do it from across the street. Don't hide behind a computer and make yourself be somebody else and then try to get on my page or Joe page to criticize us and ridicule us. Why don't you buy the time on Joe's show? Come on, and me and you can debate. We're talking about a debate, not about how many houses Corey have or how many children I have or how much money I have or how many bridges Joe own or this or that. We're not talking about that. We're talking about hardcore politics. Dig it?
Hey, that woman, I got you wound up now. I'm going to keep going. The woman that was on Tucker Carlson this week, she worked at the Essex County College. Now, she came on and she made some hardcore comments about white people and that the white people are all, you know, hurt and their white privilege is showing because they weren't invited. Or Tucker simply asked her why it was why the event that she was at was an all-black event. And she went off on him. And it was all about white privilege and you white folks are this and that. So the college fires her. All right. Oh, she said, you white people are angry because you couldn't use your white privilege card to get into this event. So when she was fired by the college, you know what she blamed it on? She blamed it on racism. Okay. Not anything that came out of her mouth, just racism. Again, not taking responsibility for what you say and do, right?
Absolutely. You have to understand that certain things, like Mr. Zuckerberg knows, and certain things is called libel laws, and the certain things that you're allowed to say, certain things. You can't just come up and just slander people and not have facts to deal with it and stuff. And I don't like the fairness doctrine, because Barack tried to bring that back, but he tried to bring it back so you couldn't challenge anything that he did or said. But wrong. I don't want that. I'd rather for everybody just be able to be allowed to say what you want. If you want to slander me, that's fine. We all know as conservative podcasters, talk show hosts, anything, speakers, that if you speak on a certain thing, that's why I never speak on something that I don't know about. If I don't know, you'll just either hear me be quiet or I'll just listen to the speaker or whatever. I'm not going to challenge something that I don't know about. But if I know and I've done the research, you're going to hear my big mouth. But the thing of it is that you have to understand, with people like this, they have a double standard. And I told you before, this is a trick of the liberals and the Democrats and the socialists. That's what they do. They take and they put the spin on it and they try to make the white people think, oh, well, it's your fault that we're You can't blame Whitey if you run 97% of the city and you get the money and you know where the money is going. Why is nobody in a black neighborhood asking these black politicians, i.e. Elijah Cummings, Ms. Pugh,
you could go on. But you can't because they're going to shut you down in a second. We're done. We're at the top of the hour. Quickly tell people where to find you.
Corey Charismatic Duncan on Facebook, Corey Press Duncan. Continue to support me. Happy birthday, Mr. Corey
to you.
Duncan.
Happy birthday to you. That's right. I played a birthday song for you earlier. Hey, I'm Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to Real Side on GCN Live. Don't go far. We got a lot coming up. The CBC says it's okay for little children to see naked men. We'll be back in a minute.